Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to My Gospel Soul with Janice Jackson. Remember, stay true to your gospel soul. Oh yeah. My gospel soul. What does your soul
bring in the news to your ears?
This is the place for you.
Blog Talk Radio.
Call in and join me, Janice Jackson, on My Gospel Soul.
My Gospel Soul.
The Gospel Hour of Power. I bring power.
Bring in the news to your ears.
Your opinion matters.
Praise God. This is your host, Janice Jackson. Welcome to My Gospel Soul. I feel so good and rejuvenated in my spirit, praise God, and I know, amen, that y'all missed us at 10 a.m. I know you did, praise God, but guess what, praise God, we're back. It's 4 p.m., praise God. Well, actually, 4:02 p.m., praise God, and it's December 23rd, 2009, and it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Praise God. Everybody is in a mad rush, amen, to do the last of their Christmas shopping, praise God. And it feels like summertime outside. It's 71 degrees, praise God, right here in Houston, Texas, praise God. I'm excited. Amen, and what God is doing, praise God. But hey, oh yeah, praise God, we just want to bless the Lord. We just want to lift up the name of Jesus. What's going on, Brother Lane?
Amen, I hear you, set the tone. Hallelujah.
Amen. You know, something about this time, amen, just gets me all excited in my spirit, praise God, to watch how family comes together. I ran into a lot of people, amen, that I haven't seen in a while. They're out here visiting their families, praise God. And to be able to see, amen, people in my generation with them gray hairs, hallelujah. Oh, sorry, y'all. But we are moving up the ladder, praise God. Hey, closer to heaven, glory be to God. It's a beautiful thing. Gray hairs mean wisdom, amen. And I'm excited, praise God. What about you, Brother Lane?
I mean, I feel the same. I don't know about the gray hairs, but see, I'm still a pup, amen. But in Jesus' name. But yeah, it's always something about this time. It's because we're all remembering what this is all about. And whenever you focus your mind on God, you have to focus on love. So love begins to take over and conquer all. So amen for this time of season. What's the weather look like, JJ?
Huh?
What's the weather going to be like for our Christmas?
For our Christmas. Well, I'm going to work up to that, amen, because Christmas today, you know, today feel like we, you know, you need to have on a tank top and some shorts It's not cold outside, praise God. But today, amen, I want you to expect showers, thunderstorms, likely to happen, praise God. So if they're scattered, if they, you know, are happening, praise God, don't be surprised. Maybe severe in the afternoon, highs in the lower 70s, south winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, chance of rain 60%, praise God. So we will be getting something. Tonight, it's going to be showers and thunderstorms. Some thunderstorms may be severe. Cooler lows in the lower 50s, southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, the rain 80%. Thursday, that is Christmas Eve, amen. Mostly cloudy early in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy in the late morning and early afternoon. Then becoming mostly sunny late in the afternoon, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning. Cooler, highs in the upper 50s, northwest wind 15 to 20 miles per hour. Night, amen, mostly clear, colder, lows in the mid 30s. Northwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Now, for Christmas, there is no Christmas without Christ, without Christ. Hallelujah, in the light of singing about the sun. Amen. It's going to be mostly sunny. Highs in the lower 50s. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for your Christmas night, mostly clear, lows in the lower 30s. Saturday. So we'll give you a weekend forecast today because, you know, we won't be joining you tomorrow or Friday. So we're going to give it all to you right now. Saturday is going to be partly cloudy. Highs in the lower 50s. Saturday night, mostly clear, lows in the mid-30s. Sunday and Sunday night, partly cloudy, highs in the mid-50s, lows in the mid-30s. And that is your forecast for the rest of the week. Brother Lane, what you feeling over there?
Hey, man, I think you done set the tone. I think we need to know that there is no Christmas without Christ.
Ow!
Billy Cook right here. I think Billy Cook can set our tone. I think we need to get Billy back on the line because we love Billy so much. He needs to show us a little more love and come on back and say a little bit of that good word he got in him. Amen. Hallelujah.
Well, this next song right here on My Gospel Soul is Here Is No Christmas by none other than Billy Cook.
There is no Christmas without Christ.
No, no,
no,
no.
There is no Christmas without Christ. Singing Mari.
There is no Christmas.
That's right. Without Christ.
Hallelujah. You're listening to My Gospel Soul in the afternoon with Pastor Janice Jackson and Minister Alan Lane, a.k.a. JJ and PG of the Jesus Freaks. Hallelujah. You got to remember that there is no Christmas without Christ. Amen. If you listen to the show, you heard me say, if we could say it in Spanish and then translate it into English, it means more Christ. Amen. So we should make sure that we put more Christ into this season and into this holiday as opposed to more gift giving and presents. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Brother Lane, you know, I feel, look, my spirit, amen, is rejoicing. I want to talk a little bit about joy because you got a lot of people that's going to open up them gifts. You got a lot of people that aren't getting any gifts, so they think, so the physical gift, they thinking about the material gifts. Praise God, but I want to talk about a little bit of thanksgiving as well as what the true gift is. Praise God. How does it touch your spirit,
praise
God? The true gift.
You know, gift giving, you know, it has to come from the heart, number one. You know, when God gave us the gift of Jesus Christ, it wasn't because he wanted to make everything so much easier for us. It was out of love, amen? Because if you really think about it, who wants to give their child, amen? And so, when that should be the basis. Everything that we do should be the basis or should be based upon what Christ did, amen, and what God did for us, you know. If we are Christians, we should be more Christ-like. That means we should try to be more like him, amen. He is our living example, amen, and we should be examples to others. So, therefore, the gifts that we give should be out of love and out of just generosity. It shouldn't be out of necessity, out of a must, because we have to. Amen. That's not a gift. That's being made to do something that you don't want to do. Amen.
Yeah.
So a gift is only something that comes from the heart, that is something that you can do, and it's because of a want. Amen. And it should be reciprocated and received in love. Amen. It should, you know, a lot of people manipulate people's minds and hearts and, well, if you love me, you will do this. And that's not, you know, that's not a gift. That's something totally different. Yeah. Amen. So this time of season should you know, I don't want to harp on the gifts, because those of us who can give gifts, it's okay. You know, we're not saying that's a bad thing to give gifts. Say that three times fast, amen. But to say that this season is all about giving gifts, you know, my pastor said it a couple times in the last few weeks. If you are taking out a loan in order to buy presents this time of year, you are wrong. That's not what this is all about. You shouldn't go into debt trying to give gifts, because that's what the world has changed this into, amen? And we had a play. They did the Christmas play Sunday, and the play was all about how nowadays it's about, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this, and I don't care how you get it. You know, that's how the kids look at the parents, and the parents are all depressed that their kids can't get anything. And at the end of the play, one young child said, I know what kind of struggling you're going through, Mom. I don't want anything. If I could just have you and we can just be together, that's all I need. And, I mean, that's really what it's about, because if you could show your kids, if your kids can go to someone else's birthday party and take them a gift and not look to get anything back, why would you expect a gift on Jesus' birthday? Amen.
Yeah.
So that's we have to start to turn this thing around a little bit. Amen.
Amen. You know what, Brother PG? Brother Lane, Minister Lane, hallelujah. I like that, amen, because I think I shared this once before during this Christmas season, that it doesn't matter if you get your child something or not, they're going to still love you. And a lot of pressure that we do during this time, we bring up on ourselves. We grow up on ourselves because we get pressured about this, that, and the other, you know. And I like how your pastor made that plain. If you're taking out a loan, you know, you're wrong. You know what I'm saying? But in talking about the true gift, praise God, what I really want to talk about is Jesus Christ, praise God. What better gift, amen, than to bless someone with the knowledge of the word. I mean, it's people that love God that don't have Bibles. It's people that love God that don't have, they don't attend the church, or they want to know more about God, but they're not quite grasping it wherever they are attending church at. And you could be, amen, the one that bring that gift to them. Praise God. You know, it's a lot of places, a lot of things, amen, that we could be doing to introduce people or to share the true gift. Praise God. I believe that we talked about it before when they were at the gate and the beggar was asking for silver. You know, he's asking for money. He said, "Silver, go have our number. I'm gonna give you what I got." Amen. Pick up your bed. You see what I'm saying? Come on, walk. Praise God. Sometimes the gift is healing. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes the gift is knowledge. Sometimes the gift is wisdom. Sometimes the gift, praise God, is, you know, even sometimes we have something in our possession, praise God, that we have cherished, praise God, and we have used, praise God, but somebody else desired to have, or somebody else liked that gift, praise God, and you could give that gift to someone else. Women, we call it regifting, praise God, or we call it, amen, there's many ways, amen, to show the love of Christ, because when you give a gift or you share something with someone, praise God, that's the ultimate goal, is to share the gift of Jesus Christ, is to show his love, to show his agape love, to show his compassion, to show his about who he is, praise God. Giving, amen, is good. Amen. I love it, praise God. I love to give. I love to share. But I know one thing, amen, that cannot be replaced and that'll never go old and that'll never be worn out, that'll never be broken like a toy that a kid get for Christmas and then 2 months later it's broken and in the corner or under the bed. I know something, praise God, or someone, praise God, that can never, it'll never get old. And that's Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's Jesus Christ. That's what we do here on My Gospel Phone. And I know in the new year we're going to be talking about different topics. We're going to be talking about things that are going on in the news and all these different things. But it's one main focus. We're going to always bring you back around to the fact of the matter. And the fact of the matter is that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Amen.
So in whatever you go to do, check your motives, check yourself, praise God, and make sure, amen, that the God that you serve, the Lord that you have confessed to be your Lord and Savior, the one that you have confessed to be your Lord and Savior, that he is edified, that he is glorified, that people understand his majesty, that they understand his, you know, who he is, his glory, his grace and his mercy, that be a part, amen, of the gift that you give someone. Amen.
Amen. Did I hear edify?
You heard it. Yes, you did.
Amen. You know, sometimes what JJ does here, I don't know about y'all, but I appreciate it. She has a vision. And we are just supporters of the vision God gave to her and the provision granted to her. Amen. And when she had the vision of My Gospel Soul, this has been a blessing to me. I pray it's a blessing to you. And, you know, we just got to encourage each other sometimes. So right now, JJ, this is for you. Amen.
encourage them a little bit.
Amen.
Keep doing a good job, amen. Keep the vision alive, amen. If Martin Luther King was here, he'd say, keep hope alive, amen. But
keep
the vision alive. Keep doing what you're doing, amen. We're going to do a lot of encouraging between now and the end of the year. And that's mainly because at the beginning of the year, we're going to come real hard and heavy, amen. It's going to be, we're not going to be too heavy. We're not going to be over the top, but we must start the year off in the way it should go. It's going to be 2010, y'all. And it's time out for playing. It's time out for playing church. It's time out for playing ministry. It's time out for joking, you know, thinking that our gifts are a joke. Amen. Because the true gift is the gift from God. Amen. And we have all been given a gift, and it's time for us to step out on faith and do what God has called it for us to do. Amen. Time out for pity patting with our kids and the youth in our areas that look up to us or we have a ear from. Amen. It's time for us to start putting God back in his rightful place, which is first and foremost in each and everything that we do. Amen. You know, back in the day when they used to, there was nothing else they could do without praying and without God. You know, Sunday couldn't come quick enough. Now, all of a sudden, Sunday, you know, for a lot of people, Sunday is their only rest day. Amen? Mm-hmm. And it's just like all our priorities are mixed up. So at the beginning of the year, we're gonna get back to where we're supposed to be. Amen? We're going to get back to putting God first. And the only way we can do that is by speaking the gospel truth and making sure that we touch on topics that are near and dear to society now. Amen? So we'll start with the topics of Houston, and we'll move broad as you all, because I know we don't have only country folks in here, as you all see fit to call in and talk about it. Man, this is your show. We are merely facilitators, and I am just the co-facilitator of the facilitator. Amen. So we're gonna play a little bit of music today. We're gonna edify the Lord. We're going to live to die. We're going to ride with the Lord. We may do a little rough riding if it come along. We may just call out the name of Father. But, you know, one thing we will do is make sure that we give glory to God. Amen. We will make sure that we make sure we give glory to God. But right now, what we're going to do is it started off in this way. We're going to edify the church. Right here on My Gospel Soul in the afternoon, Christmas Eve. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Edify the church so that everybody works to the glory of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Edify the church so that everybody works.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ain't God good? Ain't God good? Amen. I'm encouraging my spirit, praise God. I want to read something real quick. We're talking about a new year. We're talking about new things, amen, that God is going to do in our lives and our spirit, praise God. And we're also talking about being real in this new year, coming straight up, being real, praise God. And so I got this, I got this 12 guideposts for living by William A. Ward. And so it's something like this. It says, I will do more. Number one, I will do more than belong. I will participate. I will do more than care. I will help. I will do more than believe. I will practice. I will do more than be fair. I will be kind. I will do more than forgive. I will forget. I will do more than dream. I will work. I will do more than teach. I will inspire. I will do more than give. I will serve. I will do more than live. I will grow. I will do more than be friendly. I will be a friend. I will do more than be a citizen. I will be a patriot. I will do more than earn. I will enrich. And that's by William A. Ward right here on My Gospel Focus.
Amen. Hallelujah. That's what's up. You can always, you know, the thing about it is we're supposed to seek the kingdom of God and all its righteousness. That means we must seek his word, seek the things that people, you know, these are gifts God gave to people, and we can't sleep on them, you know. Even if the whole total word is not for you, there's something that you can take and put in your spirit, amen. So you must seek those things, amen. And I'm just pray that in the new year. Matter of fact, I'm gonna pray starting today that we will start to get in our word a little bit more, amen. Start to study to show ourselves approved, amen. Too many people that are falling by the wayside because somebody told them something that just ain't right. Amen.
So,
I feel a little Christmas music, JJ. You feel a little Christmas music?
Yeah, I'm in the Christmas spirit, man of God. Come on, bless me.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My God, soul in the morning. And, you know, I just got a call from my homie. And he told me, yeah, he gave me a message for everybody. And I think I'll just I'll tell you like this here. Amen.
I'm so glad troubles don't last always. 2 years ago, I was in prison, fishing. 2 years later, I'm still fishing. Remember, we all should be fishing. This is a message from the Fisher of Men. Hallelujah, holla back. Check the intro.
Amen. He just told me to make sure I share that with everybody, because everybody needs to be fishing. Amen. And don't get it wrong, because I know we got some people on here that's of the world. And you heard a man say, when I was in prison, I was fishing. And now that I'm out, I'm still fishing. This is a fisher of men. And you may take that the wrong way. We should be fishing for souls, amen? We should be fishing to try to gain more souls to the kingdom, to draw them closer to the kingdom. Some people don't want to be part of the kingdom, but then when times get harder, when you're in trouble, you want to say, oh, Lord, now you want to call out to the Lord. Well, it should be a constant, everyday conversation and relationship with the Lord, amen? Because you don't want to get up to the gates and then he say, flee from me because I did not know you, amen? Everybody want to be a part of the team when it's the winning team, but they don't ever recognize the winning team until it's time to make a drastic decision, amen? So, you got to make sure that we continue fishing, JJ.
Amen. I like that, praise God. I like that.
You got your bait on your fishing pole?
Huh?
You got your bait on your fishing pole? Amen. I tell you what, if y'all don't have your bait on your fishing pole, you don't understand what I mean. You don't know, how do I actually bait my fishing pole? What do I need to do? First thing you do is this. Listen to this person here. They'll tell you what you need to do.
Destiny was hell. Find myself all alone, wondering what went wrong. Lord, I put my trust in you. You're the one to get me through. Please tell me what to do. I'm crying out to you. It apart, betrayed by the season lies. Forgiveness has me on the rise. Jesus is my sword and shield. All my sins he paid to be. Yes, I know that he is real. That's why I call his name. I call him. Thank you.
Just in case y'all didn't know, that was Pastor Janice Jackson with Father, hear my cry.
Lift me up.
Hallelujah. That's what we're doing right now. We're praying that he hear our cry and lift us up. Amen. He'll pick you up off the ground when you're feeling down. Amen. He'll put joy on you when you don't feel like smiling. Amen. So we just want to make sure that you know that. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. JJ, you're feeling any music right now? Amen? Or is it in the hands of the DJ PG?
You know, DJ PG, I would like to hear something by Jesus Christ, because those are my brothers. Praise God. And
amen.
I think I feel a hey coming on. A hey.
Hallelujah is the highest praise that you can give to the Lord, people.
Hallelujah.
So I sing a hallelujah too.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes when the Holy Spirit get a hold of your soul and you came by the word, all you can say is, hey.
Hey.
So, yo.
I feel a hey coming on. A hey coming on. I feel a hey coming on. A hey.
Come on and scream it out of time. Because
Hallelujah.
Get a chance to pray. Never get a chance. You ever thought if you encourage yourself, then you may see brighter days.
You may see brighter days.
Don't you let the devil steal your joy, cause you've been blessed so many ways.
You know it.
So now it's time to get on up. Do you dance and give the praise? So get on up.
Everybody gotta get on up. Get yourself and do your thing.
walking in the Delta Grand when the feeling came over me. It was hard to understand. I figured that I was tripping off some pills of that white. It didn't occur to me that morning I was about to lose my life. I was buzzed all tipsy, however you wanna call it. My future was in a casket, bloodline of alcoholics. Most of my uncles on my daddy's side was shot and killed. My daddy took one in his back, it was God will he live. And on my mama's side, man, how can I start? Two of my uncles set on fire and one stabbed in the heart. I ain't gonna tell you everything, this is only a taste of the generation of curses I was thrown in my face. But that morning, leaving the club, I stumbled into the church, and God revealed to me that my future wasn't in a hurt. And to see the light was sown from my grandmother's into my parents and into me, my sister and brothers. And now
I will praise you, Lord,
like King David,
with an upright heart,
like King David.
I will do my day,
like King David,
to the psaltery and all,
like King David.
I will praise you, Lord,
like King David,
with an upright heart,
like King David.
I will do my day,
like King David,
to the psaltery and all,
like King David.
I want to welcome all you girls and all you guys to the fabulous, illustrious Club Wise. Oh yeah, you can try to sit back and relax on these blazing hot tracks if you want to, but God got a way of moving the most stubborn soul. Check it out.
Who rocked the party? God rocked the party. Ain't no party like the Holy Ghost party. Hey. You wanna party all night? Well, if you're gonna rock a party, might as well do it right. Come on, who rocked the party? God rocked the party. Ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party. Hey. Come on and have the time of your life. Up and away. Play. You waited long enough, let's get this thing underway. Open up the door so everybody knows to fill this place up until it overflows. Hit the dance floor, you were born to win. Leap for joy, you were born again. Put your hands in the air, wave them side to side. Let the whole world know that the Lord abides. Hey, come on DJ, won't you give it a track? I'ma say what I say and I ain't taking it back. Cause the same spirit that raised our Lord from the dead is the same one that'll make these lyrics stick in your head. When you're tired of the club life, the thug life, the drug life, and the counterfeited love life, if you recognize that that life's a sham, come and party with the great I Am. Hallelujah.
Prodigal son. No weapons. You ready? I'm ready.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. So I fly over the problem like helicopter. Call on God. He's my Doppler. He notifies me of storms and drought. Boys, I've never lost him. He paid the cost. Boy, on the cross like I got this. Watch out, boy. See, I'm a die for you. You just remember me. When you have the last supper, know who you eat. Know who you.
Well, it started in my heart, then I threw it on the pad. Spit it on the mic to give you something you never had. Never had it on the radio, so the hood would listen. Now what started in my heart is now banging in your system. I got love in my flow, ain't nobody used to this. So it's hard to comprehend when the rapper blow a kiss. I'm talking verse after verse, then line after line. Give you 2 minutes on the mic and watch the tears shine. I'm a shine like a king every time I'm on the block. Been a long time coming, but I hope you ain't forgot. Mr. Messenger,
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. That was just a little bit of some My Gospel Soul DJing, amen. We just want to put a little heaven in your speakers, woofers in your speeders, amen. What's the thing about that, JJ? A little DJing skills right there.
Amen.
Amen. She just gave me amen. Y'all, that means she ain't like it. Amen. We just, you know, we wanted to make sure we come back and pray this thing all night, amen, so that we could just do it, you know, do it decent. In order, we pray everyone has a wonderful Christmas, amen. As we do a little bit of this, amen. Remember that Jesus is the reason for the season. Remember to keep Jesus in everything you do, amen. Because Jesus does save. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you for another My Gospel Soul. We thank you for the opportunity to come. We pray that everyone remembers what is the reason for this season. Amen. We pray that everyone keeps you in the midst of everything that they do, God. We pray that you are glorified in this season. We want to wish Jesus a happy birthday on December the 25th, amen. And we pray that you are glorified in everyone's lives, God. We pray that you will continue to use us, keep us, and guide us, God. Thank you for Jesus Christ who died on the cross for our sins, our past, present, and future sins, sins committed knowingly and unknowingly, God. We pray a perfect peace over those who are dealing with the loss of loved ones, God. We're praying for peace for those who are hospitalized, healing in the name of Jesus. We're praying for those who are going through some things right now, depression, God. We bind it in the name of Jesus. You told us in your words that whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So we just bind depression. We bind hurt. We bind everything that is not like you right now in the name of Jesus, God. We pray for everyone's spirit, everyone's soul, everyone's mind, everyone's heart, everyone's actions, God, right now in Jesus' name. We're praying that My Gospel Soul has been a blessing to someone this year, God, and they will take that into the next year, just knowing that they are not on their own and by themselves in this Christian walk, amen. If they do have brothers and sisters, soldiers on the battlefield, praying intercessory prayer on their behalf, God, standing in the gap when they are unable to do it for themselves, God, we pray for everyone right now, God, no matter the age, race, creed, whatever they believe in right now, that today they will declare themselves Christians, and this season will not be a happy holiday, but a Merry Christmas, amen, and we just thank you for that right now, in Jesus' mighty name we pray, and ask it all in My Gospel Soul Church, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We want you to remember in this season to keep God first. There's nothing else, JJ. What else will we tell them to make sure that they do?
Stay true to your gospel soul.
JJ, I love you. There's nothing you can do about it, amen.
Amen. Same here, brother.
And if nothing else, y'all enjoy Richard Hollis, Jesus Saves, and we out.
Peace.